I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Before I ever ran a casino or got myself blown up, Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that. I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country. I'm serious. I had it down so cold that I was given paradise on earth.
Forget about Vegas and your buddy Joey. We got your winners right here. It's Tiki and Danny's six-pack of picks.
Okay, now last week I was wearing the sharp shades because I was gloating a little bit because I was 5-1. This week I'm wearing the sharp shades to get a little mojo back. Here we go, serving it up. Friday night special. Who's with me? I had one in week one. I did win it. So the Friday night special historically treats me well. Hopefully we get similar treatment tonight. Number 10, Utah is at USC. The over-under is 53.5. Utah laying 3.5 points here. By the way, how's this for a side note? The last home loss for the Trojans against Utah, you ready? 1916.
Wow.
I'm not touching the side. I don't know what happens here, although I would imagine that Utah finds a way to win this game. I'm looking at the over-under. What is the number here? 53.5. You know what? I like the under. I do like the under. I think USC is going to scuffle moving the football a little bit. Utah, you know, week one against BYU, they scored a couple of defense, or they had at least, they had a pick six, and they didn't really ring it up too much in terms of points. They're averaging around 30, obviously a very good team. They're top 10, and they've been a good program for a long time. I'm not saying this is, you know, 20-7, but I just think it'll, hopefully for me, be inside the number 53.5. Friday night special, let's go. The under with the Utah and the USC matchup. How about this? We'll go to UMass is playing Coastal Carolina this weekend. Who and what? UMass is 16.5 point dogs. They are at home. I'll give you a bonus point here, Teak, if you know the nickname for the Coastal Carolina. What is their nickname?
Chanticleers.
Ooh, the bonus point. There you go, buddy. Mm-hmm. Chanticleers are 2-1.
We played them at UVA in basketball. That's all.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Hey, you got to have a foundation for knowledge. Right. You got to come from somewhere, the origin, right? UMass is not good. I'm not going to try to waste anybody's time and say that they are. But Coastal, you know, they're slowly building their sports program. Great part of Myrtle Beach as well. But almost 17 points on the road. I don't know. The Chanticleers, they played Norfolk State. They're not very good. They hung a ton of points on them. They've scored 46 points. That's obviously good. They scored 23, and they scored only 7. Little hit or miss in terms of that department. Mm-hmm. I'll roll the dice that UMass doesn't win, but finds a way to hang around without getting bludgeoned, and they'll cover the number. 16.5 points go up to UMass. Minutemen. Up next, UCF. Looking for respect. I want my respect, Tommy Gunn says. Minus 11 at Pitt. You know what? Listen, UCF is legitimate. We know that. They've got superior talent to Pitt. I have no doubt that they'll win the game. And I think this is one of the few, I know, it's one of the only games on their schedule there where they can somewhat impress the committee. I mean, because once they get into their conference play,
right,
nobody's going to really move the needle for the most part. So I think they're coming out. I think they're looking to send a message. When you're laying 11 points, you need to keep your foot on the gas, especially on the road. And I think that they'll find a way to do that. Plus, Pitt's coming off the emotional loss against Penn State. So you have a little down energy there. UCF a little something to prove in terms of always trying to prove themselves, even though we know they're good. They're 3-0, and I think they handle it. They've scored 62, 48, and 45. Take UCF minus 11. NFL. All right. Ravens plus 5.5 against the Kansas City Chiefs. CBS matchup here. Now, how do you cover a number? Number one, you've got to be good, and they are, the Ravens. You have to have a little time of possession element here. And while the Kansas City Chiefs defense is not as bad as it was a year ago, it still ain't good. So Lamar Jackson's going to gash them, whether it's one big bomb, whether it's one big run. They're going to move the chains a little bit, and they'll score some points. I can't wait to see Lamar Jackson play on the stage. Arrowhead's phenomenal. I'm going to roll the dice here. I don't know that Kansas City will lose. I'd be very surprised if they do. I think it's a field goal kind of a game. 3, 3.5, either way. 5.5, I'll take my chances. Give me the Ravens. Up next, Tiki, ready? The football Giants.
Nice.
The Daniel Jones era. Tiki's going to be down there for that. Maybe give him a little big blue mojo as they get Rondé Barber into the Ring of Fame. I got the Giants. I got the Giants plus 6.5 points here. Open up the playbook, Pat Shurmur. Now he can do that because Daniel Jones has some wheels. Sterling Shepard's back. You have Ingram. Saquon's a beast. I think there's enough here. First of all, the Giants could win this game. You might want to look at this on the money line. The Giants, Giants can win. Plus 6.5, give me the G-Man. I don't take them often, but I like them here. And finally, I've got the Rams minus 3 at the dog pound. The dog pound. A little Snoop pound here. The Browns now have a lot of injuries, Teague. Tight end Njoku on IR.
Yeah.
He's definitely out for this game. He's on IR. Their starting safety is out, one of them. Their starting linebacker, one of them, out. They're a little banged up. Their offensive line is not good. If the Jets were halfway decent, Jets could have won that game. Rams minus 3 with Donald against that offensive line? I'm taking the Rams. What am I missing? Give me the Rams minus 3. Summation, Utah, USC under 53.5. Give me UMass plus 16.5 against the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. I'll take UCF lane 11 at Pitt. All right, NFL, Ravens plus 5.5 in Kansas City. Give me Tiki's Giants plus 6 in the hook at Tampa. And give me the Rams minus 3 at the dog pound. Tiki, go get him.
Yes, let's go. FIU is at Louisiana Tech. They're getting 7.5 points here. And look, James Morgan, their starting quarterback, is hurt. But Kylan Williams, who's filling in, is a really good running back. 187 yards on the ground and 2 touchdowns, scrambling, and 12 out of 18 throwing the ball. Louisiana Tech's had some good wins on their season. But I like FIU here to cover this 7.5. So give me them plus 7.5. Utah State at San Diego State. I never like a home dog. They're getting 4 points, San Diego State is. And this is a crossover division game here. So they don't play each other often. The career record for San Diego State, Utah State, they lead it 11-1. Yes, I know Utah State had a bye week and they're coming off a thrashing of Stony Brook, but I mean, Stony Brook as FCS. I like San Diego State to cover this number at home, plus 4. Wyoming at Tulsa. Now, both of these teams are interesting because Wyoming has a really good run game. You know, their quarterback, Sean Chambers, completes under 40% of his passes, but they put up about 250 yards on the game. Zach Smith on the Tulsa side is a pretty good thrower, 65% completion percentage. But these defenses both give up some points. Wyoming's about 22 or 23 points. Tulsa's 28 points. Give me the over at 45. Wyoming at Tulsa over 45. Moving on to the National Football League. The Bills, who have been on a roll with the two Giants and Jets games, the Kings of New York, the Bills are right now. They're laying 6 against the Bengals. The Bengals have been really inconsistent. Andy Dalton actually is playing pretty good football, but I like the Bills minus 6 because Josh Allen is developing into that dual threat quarterback that we talk about with Lamar Jackson. He's just as good, really smart, and not making as many mistakes as he was last year. The Falcons at the Colts. We've had some questions about the Falcons all season long, and I like Jacoby Brissett as the signal caller for the Indianapolis Colts, but I still think both of these teams are limited offensively. I like the under in this game. Very rarely do I go here. Falcons at Colts, 47. Give me the under of that game. The Jets and the Patriots. BT told me not to touch this one, but I am going to touch it. The line started, I think it's at 18 or 19. It went up to 23. Now it's down to 21.5. I still like the Patriots here, laying 23.5. Exactly. The Jets just can't score. And look, maybe Luke Falk is interesting, and they get Le'Veon Bell involved, and he puts up some. They can't score. And the Patriots are on firing on all cylinders. So give me the Pats laying 21.5, I should say, at home, by the way, against the New York Jets. So I got FIU plus 7.5 at Louisiana Tech. San Diego State at home getting 4 points. That's criminal. Take San Diego State, the Aztecs. Wyoming at Tulsa, go over 45. Bengals at Bills. The Bills laying 6 at home. I like it. Falcons at Colts. Struggling sometimes. Give me the under there. And the Patriots, 21.5. I like them against the Jets.
All right, Tiki, good job. Santa's going to get them up on social media. Obviously, you know, proceed with caution. If you like something, you know, throw a little something behind it. But obviously, be sensible with this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.